The Shape of Things to Come by Druin Birch. Narrated by Greg Wagland. Chapter 1. The Shape of Things to Come. Speculating on what changes lie ahead for human lives and human bodies is relatively new. Science fiction has been fondly enthusiastic, as likely to attach tentacles as facts. But the serious exercise of imagination has not been possible for long, and not solely because we lack the power to change very much. Before the late 1700s, even the concept of change was unavailable. In a few dizzying decades at the end of the 18th and beginning of the 19th centuries, everything altered. You cannot look to the future without a feel for the past. And during those decades, we first properly acquired it. Before that, our knowledge told us our world had been largely unchanged in the 6,000 years since creation. Explore the Holy Land, and you would find that the Bible spoke accurately of its geography. Dig up mummified people and animals from beneath great pyramids, and it was plain they were our fellow creatures. The only difference that was palpable was that the spirit of the age could always be compared unfavourably against that which was fading. But that impulse, too, showed its own constancy over the years. What times, what manners, complained Cicero in 63 BC. My dear old friend, you and I shall never see such days again. The peaches are not so big now as they were, wrote the painter Benjamin Robert Hayden to Wordsworth in 1842. Happiness, said Spike Milligan more than 100 years later, is a yesterday thing. Only slightly more than 2 centuries ago did we become able to see further back. Humans had not always been around, it turned out, nor mountains, nor seas, nor earth. Geologists, realizing how old and strange the world was, complained of being deafened by the terrifying drip, drip, drip of time. Everything is in flux, Heraclitus had said, but he hadn't realized quite how true that was. A gentle meandering trickle had slowly carved out valleys and mountains and epochs. Tennyson wrote in Melancholy Amazement of Nature as being too huge to treasure us.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?